Welcome to WGXC 90.7 FM. I'm Loretta, and this is Super Radio Maniac Fun.
Hi, Loretta.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
My microphone's actually kind of loud. Maybe I'll turn it down a little.
Mm-hmm. You don't have headphones today.
I don't have headphones today, so I can't tell if I'm talking too loud or too quietly.
You know what I do have? I have a cold.
Oh.
Yeah. Not very good for talking on the radio. Which is what I'm discovering right now.
Yeah. I took that allergy medication last night.
Did it work?
I loved it. Oh my God. It was like the best thing ever. I don't think I've taken allergy medication in like 20 years.
Can you get like 10 more bottles?
'Cause like I was sneezing. I would have these sneezing fits of like 30 sneezes, which is really embarrassing. Like sometimes I'm at work and I have a sneezing fit. Or I actually had a sneezing fit at the checkout at Hannaford.
Ooh.
And the woman was like, bless you. Bless you. Bless
you. I hate it when people do that. Yeah. That is my worst pet peeve. Like, if people say bless you to me more than twice in a row, I will flip out on them and get angry at them.
Yeah, like you do to me when I say bless you more than once or twice in a row.
Yeah.
You're right.
Like, I'll sneeze like five times and she'll be like, bless you, bless you. And then I'll get shot. And then you get really sad, and then I feel kind of bad that I insulted you.
Yeah,
but like you look like one of you look like a puppy that I kicked into the corner.
Yeah, because you're like, bless you. It's my chance to be nice. Bless you.
I appreciate it like the first or second time, but then it's just I hate sneezing, and sneezing annoys me. So it's like, don't remind me that I sneezed.
Like, just pretend I don't hear it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. It's not you. It's not that I'm angry at you. I'm just angry at the fact that you acknowledge that I'm sneezing.
Okay.
Okay.
So anyway, I had this sneezing fit at Hannaford. Yeah. And then, but I took that allergy medicine last night and I haven't had a sneeze since.
Wow.
So what have you got for us today? Are you going to plug your...
What, in terms of music?
Yeah, are you going to plug your laptop into the board today?
Okay. I think I was playing this several times on when I was home with Kieran.
Is this Royals by Lorde? Is this Mona Lisa Smile? I heard that song like six times today.
Hold on.
Hold on. What's going on? We have dead air going. What are you doing? I can't hear anything because I don't have headphones. I don't know what that is because I don't have headphones, but I think it's an emoticon duck. It's a rubber duck. Oh, wow, it's like Disco Duck. Do you make it do that?
What do you mean?
Or does it... Whoops, broke another pair of headphones.
You didn't, shut up. Do I make it do what?
Yeah, can you like make it squeak the way you want it to squeak? Like, is that...
No, like, I found it on Tumblr. I found this post on Tumblr, and it's like... I'm not even sure how to describe it. It's like someone searched duck sound effects, and this is like... what came up, and that audio post came up, and I downloaded it onto my computer because really, how could I not?
Could we have that going like through the background of the entire show, even the music? Like, could you just have that going for the whole show?
Okay, let me just like fade it a little bit.
Go ahead. Let's make that our foundation, our sonic foundation.
All right, it's going right now.
Okay, good.
All right.
It's going too quietly.
Yeah, I know.
So play a song over it.
I can't do that. All my music's on iTunes.
Is that what...
You can't play two songs on iTunes at once.
Oh, man. So play it on Tumblr.
I can't...
Open another iTunes window. Can you open another iTunes window?
No. Maybe. I don't think so. Let me try. No.
Make it louder.
Mom, you don't have headphones. You wouldn't be able to hear it anyway.
I know. So sad.
It It just start over. This is the third time we're playing it on the radio show today. It's constant.
Three times isn't enough.
Here, you can take it so you can hear it. I'm trying to find on Tumblr right now.
It's too quiet. It's like you killed
Shush!
It.
Shush!
It's like you killed it, and it's like, or it's like you banished it.
I did not.
And it's like disappearing down a long highway.
I bet people are really annoyed with this right now. And I don't care.
Oh, it stopped.
It stopped?
Oh, wait. No, it started again.
Yeah. It should be starting. It should.
It's oh, happening. it's a happy rubber duck.
Yeah. I should tell everyone that the photo on iTunes was, it's a picture of a rubber duck with glasses photoshopped on it.
Sunglasses.
Yeah.
Yeah. There probably are rubber ducks out there wearing sunglasses. Like, you probably don't have to Photoshop that.
Probably not, but it's better if you do.
Considering that when you were in fifth grade with Mrs. Germain,
don't talk about this.
She gave out like thousands of different rubber ducks as like incentives.
I had this like gigantic bin of them. It's awful.
You did.
Yeah.
You had a bin of rubber ducks.
Mm-hmm.
Different colors. And we would like go to stores and buy you more somehow. That was something about your childhood, Loretta, that when you really love something, you would like get a lot of it and then want more.
I still do that.
You'd be like,
I still do that. Mostly it's like fan merch now. It's like I have 10 Supernatural t-shirts and I want more of them.
Yeah. And it's like getting it is like, it's like you don't even have it. It's like, I remember going to Bed Bath & Beyond and buying you rubber ducks at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Bed Bath & Beyond? Really?
No, not Bed Bath & Beyond. What's the other one? Bath & Body Works.
Oh, God.
And we bought you rubber ducks there, and you had like thousands of them already. And silly bands. Remember how many silly bands we bought?
Oh, I remember that phase.
I think we spent like $250 on silly bands that summer.
I am on Tumblr, and I just found a GIF of Anton Yelchin pouring water into a mug and looking really upset. And I'm not sure what to make of it. Do you see this?
I if you don't know what to make of it, I can promise you I won't know what to make of
okay.
it.
Okay.
What happened to Anton Yelchin's mouth? It was erased off his face and his nostrils were flared out. Okay. Is that Anton Yelchin?
Yeah, it's
without a mouth?
There's this person, I'm not gonna read out their whole URL probably because like lots of reasons, but they photoshopped Chekhov's mouth to where his nose should be, and it's really disturbing. What?
Whoa. I don't think looking at the computer makes great radio. I just don't.
Okay, but
play a song.
I'm trying to find the duck so that we can do the
I
thing.
I think we ought to forget the duck.
All right, fine.
Kill the duck. Make the duck die.
Oh, jeez. It's getting violent. Here, can I have my headphones back?
Yeah. Okay. It would have been nice to hear the duck the whole time, but
I don't think we can do that.
We can't do that.
Yeah. So, do you know Panic at the Disco?
I do.
Yeah, I really love them. And in honor of Halloween, I think this is only right.
It's not Halloween, though.
I said in honor of Halloween, not it is Halloween. It was Halloween a few days ago. You know?
Five.
Yeah.
5 days ago.
Yeah.
What'd you go dressed up as?
Marina and the Diamonds.
I think we talked about that last week.
Probably, yeah.
All right. So here's a song.
Here's This Is Halloween by Panic at the Disco.
Like snakes. snakes and spiders in my hair. This is Halloween, this is Halloween, Halloween. In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song. In this town, don't we love it now? Everybody's waiting for the next surprise. Around that corner man hiding in the trash can, something's waiting at the house in hell. He's screaming, this is Halloween, running and screaming. Aren't you scared? Well, that's just fine. Ride with the moon in the dead of night. Everybody scream, everybody scream. In our town of Halloween, I'm a clown with a tearaway face, here in a flash and gone without a trace. I am the who when you call, who's there? I am the wind blowing through your hair. I am the shadow on the moon at night, filling your dreams to the brim with fright. This is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween. Tender lumplings everywhere. Life's no fun without a good scare. That's our job, but we're not mean. In our town of Halloween, in this town, don't we love it now? Everyone's waiting for the next surprise. Skeleton Jack might catch you in the back and scream like a banshee, make you jump out of your skin. This is Halloween, everyone scream. Won't you please make way for a very special guy? Our man Jack is king of the pumpkin patch. Everyone hail to the pumpkin king now. This is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween. In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song. La 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 la.
Loretta can't be here right now because she's under the desk plugging in her computer. Because her computer was running on battery power.
Can they hear
reserve me? Battery power. They cannot hear you, Loretta. Your voice, you're so far from the microphone, nobody can hear you. I promise. She's yelling at me.
She's can't get it plugged in.
She's struggling. She's frustrated. Hey, Loretta, so we just heard a Halloween song. How about, like, 4th of July? Got any 4th of July songs?
It was 5 days away from
Got any Memorial Day songs? How about some...
Tell them what the song was and who it was by.
That was Panic at the Disco doing This is Halloween, which is from the movie The Nightmare Before Christmas. So they covered that song. Nice. Thanks, Panic at the Disco. I don't get why it's not working, she said. How about Loretta talks from a long distance and I just repeat everything that she says. She just said, ugh. Then she said, sounds good.
All right. Wait, I got it.
All right, wait, I got it. Here she comes.
Yeah, you can stop doing that now.
You can stop doing that now.
Are you really going to play the annoying six-year-old game now with me?
Are you really going to play the annoying six-year-old game right now with me?
Apparently so.
Evidently.
Not apparently. You lose!
Evidently so. Not apparently. You lose!
I won this game. You're not going to get any farther with it.
It's not actually a competition.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, I'm gonna talk back here. How's that sound?
Okay.
I'm going to just hang out back here. And
you know I can still hear you,
can
right?
Can you?
Yeah.
Now, if you're driving a car, can you hear me? If you're,
well,
like,
you probably could.
Yeah?
Yeah. I would say yes.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
I'm gonna do the radio show the way I want to do it. I'm not going to do it the way...
How about you do your own radio show how you want to do it, you know?
Well,
since you have your own radio show.
I'm just saying, like... I'm not the radio station. I'm just going to do it the way I want to do it.
I'm not breaking any radio station rules.
Yeah, I'm gonna talk where I want. I'm not gonna worry about
Oh,
like,
yeah, you're right. There's a new law. I can't, like, put my mouth away from the microphone when I'm talking on the radio. You heard about that law, right? Just got passed. Yeah. Very interesting.
So, see,
I knew you'd talk.
What's new on Tumblr, Loretta?
There's nothing more that you hate than dead air. Knew you'd do it.
Well, it's a radio show. See, that's the thing about doing radio is that you don't like having dead air, except as sort of like an art project. Like one time the BBC played John Cage's what's it called?
Why are you asking me? I don't even like...
4 minutes, with 33 and a third, what's it called?
Why are we even talking about this?
It's like silence. It's like just silence.
Why?
It's a piece of music that's all silence.
That's not a piece of... No.
Yeah, it is.
Why?
It's famous.
Why?
Because it raises a lot of interesting questions.
Well, it's not... Music is a sound.
Yeah, so what
it's
happens...
not like, don't retaliate with one of those, no, music is a feeling. No, music is a sound.
I didn't retaliate with that.
Well, I think you were planning on it.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, it's... Whatever.
You're doing like a John Cage. Loretta's playing no drums. I've never seen you.
Have you got color in your cheeks? Do you ever get that feel that you can't shift the tide that sticks around like summits in your teeth? Are there some aces up your sleeve? Have you no idea that you're in deep? I dreamt about you nearly every night this week. How many secrets can you keep? 'Cause there's this tune I found that makes me think of you somehow when I play it on repeat. Until I fall asleep, spilling drinks on my settee. Can't say tomorrow day. Crawling back to you. Never thought I'd call and run. You're out of view. 'Cause I always knew. Maybe I'm too busy being lost to fall for somebody new. Now I thought it through. Crawling back to you. So have you got the goods? Been wondering if your heart's still open, and if so, I wanna know what time it should simmer down and poker up. I'm sorry to interrupt, it's just I'm constantly on the cusp. I've tried and to kiss you, I don't know if you feel the same I do, but we could be together if you wanted to. Do I wanna know if this feeling flows both ways?
Have to see you go.
Was sort of hoping that you'd stay. Maybe I'm too.
Welcome back to WGXC 90.7 FM. I'm Loretta. That was Do I Want to Know by the Arctic Monkeys.
Really good song, Loretta.
Right?
Love it.
Yep.
Awesome.
Uh-huh. What do you want to talk about now?
Well, I'm going to talk about 4 minutes and 33 seconds. The piece purports to consist of the sounds of the environment that listeners hear when it is performed.
Are you talking about John Cale? Right.
Cage.
Now? Cage. Okay.
Although it is commonly perceived as 4 minutes,
Look
33
at this
seconds
of, a dog.
Of silence.
Look, it's a dog, but it's rolling around and it's a puppy.
Yeah. The title of the piece refers to the total length in minutes and seconds of a given performance, 4 minutes 33 seconds being the total length of the first public performance. Conceived around 1947-1948, while the composer was working on sonatas and interludes, 4 minutes 33 seconds became for Cage the epitome of his idea that any sounds may constitute music. Did you hear that?
Nope.
Any sounds can constitute music. It's an idea.
Well, silence isn't a sound. That's the whole point of silence. The whole point of silence is that there is no sound.
And what John Cage was saying, and this is actually very true, is that when you go into a concert hall and somebody sits down at a piano but doesn't make any noise at it, you hear sounds. It's not silent. So there could be sounds of like rain on a roof. There could be sounds of like people coughing. There could be sounds just of like, you know, nearby traffic or an airplane. Like, there's always some sounds. It was also a reflection of the influence of Zen Buddhism, which Cage studied since the late 40s.
Okay.
So that was the idea.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
4 minutes, 33 seconds.
Okay.
Sanguine gluttony?
I don't... What?
I don't know. So, okay. Come on. So, I talked about John Cage. What are you going to talk about?
I don't know.
Talk about something. It's your radio show, as you love to remind me.
Yeah. Can we talk about this? Okay. So, yeah. I was scrolling through Tumblr because she was talking about John Cale and...
Cage.
I don't care. And... there was this post, and it's like a woman holding this incredibly strange-looking baby with, like, normal adult-sized eyes, but the rest of her face is, like, an infant. And the size of her head is infant-sized, but she's got this long, flowing hair, and it just makes you really, really uncomfortable to look at it.
And also because her forehead is, like, half the height of her entire head.
Yeah.
Like, her
she has
face
a really
is squished into this tiny area of, like, less than half of the
whole height
of her
head. And she's just got these gigantic eyes, and it's so weird.
And who's that holding her?
I don't know.
It's one of the, like, cousins or something, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it from Twilight?
Yeah, it's from Twilight. And it's like, the caption says, ever wonder, hey, why was that spawn of Twilight lovers Bella and Edward such a hideous CG monster troll? Well, guess what? It could have been much, much worse. And then it shows this weird gif of this strange-looking baby. And it says, behold the... animatronic monster so hideous it scared the cast of Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2 and had to be cut from the film.
Wow. Yeah, that was kind of a weird baby in that movie.
That was a strange baby.
Terrible movie. Do you think back on it and how do you think back on the Twilight movies?
I don't like Twilight. Twilight is
What?
I just found a gif of a puppy rolling around in a bowl. Look at this dog.
Loretta, it's the difference between an adult and a child is that, like, I can't look at those things forever, and you can.
I totally can. I could live off of puppy gifs.
You could. What about cat gifs? Do you like cat gifs or just puppy gifs?
Cat gifs are even better. Cat gifs are the best.
So your radio show has become you scrolling the internet.
Yeah.
That's basically what you do for half an hour on the radio.
I'm sorry. You know what I want to play? Who have I not played that's like one of the people
that I
like? I think
you've played Lord.
I've played Lord. I remember because it was like you thought there was a drug reference in one of her songs and you got really mad at me even though it wasn't actually a drug reference.
I kind of remember.
Yeah.
What about Charlie XCX? Have you played her?
XCX.
Did I say S?
Yeah.
What about Charlie WGXC?
You know how much that pisses me off, right?
I know.
Okay. I don't know if I've played her. I'll play her.
How many times a day do you suppose you consciously choose to do things that tick me off?
I don't keep track anymore.
I mean, like, in the hundreds?
Probably.
All right.
Okay, fair enough. I need to... What's that song you like by Charlie?
I don't know.
You don't... Nothing?
Play a new Lucius song. Play that Wrong End of the Telescope song. I love that song.
Mom, that's not a new Lucius song. Let's turn it around.
That's right. That's right.
And I've played that like 3 times.
All right. But it's on that new record.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their new album is called Wild Woman. It's by Lucius. You should really check that out. It's really cool.
Play Hearts. H-A-E-R-T-S.
No.
Play Churches.
I'll play Churches.
All right.
It's Churches with a V, guys.
Churches with a V, guys.
Yeah. You can't get that wrong. Here's Gun by Churches, spelled C-H-V-R-C-H-E-S.
We might not come back on the air.
Oh, no. Whatever. I'll just...
Bye.
Actually, I changed my mind. I'm not going to play Churches. I'm going to play Heavy Metal Heart by Sky Ferreira.
Oh, that's good.
This is from a new album.